Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. Well, when I first saw the promo come out on your new book and I saw the title, A Million Little Ways, it was so intriguing to me. I run hard and fast during the day with two shows a day. So I usually just wait for the review copy to come in, but I couldn't help. I'm like, what is this about? And I dug in and I thought, good for you, Emily. Talk about what A Million Little Ways is about and the inspiration that really that was behind the book.
Well, I have this crazy idea, Susie, that every one of us is an artist. And that doesn't mean art's going to look the same coming out of you as it does coming out of me. That's why the book is called A Million Little Ways. If that were so, we'd all be robots. We were made by design, and we're made to move around in the world more like artists than technicians, and I think that matters. The first thing we know about God is that He created. In the beginning, God made art. It didn't say in the beginning God manufactured or God may had an assembly line. It said he created. Art came first. And when I say that word art, it's not our definitions of it, the ways that we think in our own head. It's not the museum kind or the art school kind or the hipster kids with their glasses and their guitars. Just art, the kind God makes. And when He made us, He made us in His image. And so we know then that if He made art first, and then He made us, and He made us in His image, then we have been made in the image of an artist. And I know somebody might say, well, I'm a banker, or I'm a teacher, or I'm a trash collector. But you may not be an artist by profession. Of course not. But you are an artist by design.
And you gave these examples in the book, and I experienced it today. Went to lunch with a friend today, and our waitress, she owned that position. She just went the extra mile to tell us, you know, if you like this, you'll like this. And she owned it. And it was like, and I, like you, I marvel when I see someone in their mode and doing it well and enjoying it and finding a joy in it. That's really what you mean, isn't it? Like coming into your stride and finding a place where God really does shine through you.
It is. It's the difference between, it's not so much about the thing that you do. It's not so much, oh, the painting or the pie or the product. It's more about coming alive as the person who you most fully are and whatever that looks like for you. So if it is a musician, it could be they are a very skilled musician, but I don't necessarily believe in the context of what I'm talking about that the music is their art. Their music is evidence of their art because the truth is they themselves are the art. And them coming alive in the presence of God and sharing themselves with the world generously, that's evidence that art has happened.
And you even say that changes with seasons of life. You gave example in the book of you're writing a book one moment, you're tending to your kids another. Say more about how that unfolds from one season to the next.
When I wrote my first book, Grace for the Good Girl, I had a couple people ask me, oh, is this? Do you believe this is the book you were born to write, that this is what you were made to do? And there was a part of me that wanted to say, yes, this is what I was made to do. This is it. But I couldn't say that because I didn't believe it. I believe that was the book. I was made to do that for that season of my life. But 8 years before that book came out, I had twin girls, and for that season of my life, and even now, and for the rest of my life, from the moment they were born until forever, I'm their mother, and I'm made to be their mother for this season of my life. And you know, later on tonight, when we get off the phone, I'm made to make dinner for my family. And that's a way that I believe sometimes we make it this big thing, like, what are you made to do? And it becomes like this this thing sort of above us that we really respect it or we cower beneath it. But I don't believe that that's necessarily realistic or the way that God designed it. I don't believe there's one great thing I was made to do. I believe there's one great God I was made to glorify. And throughout my life in different seasons, you and I will do it in a million little ways.